Welcome to Pod Metro, the official podcast of the Intellectual Property and Technology Club, University of Ibadan, bringing you updates on the bustling world of IP.
My name is Joshua Solomon, and here with me I have
Irawo Oluwa. Hi guys.
All right, so today we'll be looking at two stories, and the first one is China's new offensive IP policy, and the second is trademarks, the increase of trademark applications listing NFTs as products and services in the US and probably worldwide. Yeah, China's new offensive IP policy. Okay, so the reason why this piqued our interest was China. I think when it comes to IP and China, I think the first thing that comes to mind is not really an offensive IP policy. But surprisingly, China had three times or the IP infringement, let me phrase it this way, the IP infringement cases brought before Chinese courts in 2020 were three times more than three times more than the cases brought before the courts in 2016. Those were the 2 years that we saw. So, that's actually stunning or very interesting development, let's say, to me. I thought that is something that we'll share with you.
Yeah, so what are the old laws and why the increase?
Okay, it's not really about the old laws per se. Okay, let me say it this way. They've had some change to their legislation, and the new they reformed their legislation in 2019, and the new legislation kind of gives how do I put this now? It gives more damages for IP infringement cases, and it's also kind of interesting because before, when you think of China, like I said, is what really comes to your mind is not an offensive IP policy, because I know it's also an issue when Trump was trying to, that's Donald Trump, the former president of the US, was trying to sign the trade deal with China. One of the biggest issues that they had was around IP protection. So China is, of course, like a lot of people refer to it as the copycat heaven. Like, you can find a lot of pirated stuff, like a lot of IP infringement goes on there, Sha. But this is actually very interesting because the IP cases that we're seeing now, they are not even really foreign companies suing China or Chinese companies. They are more of Chinese companies suing foreign companies, especially Japanese companies, because, like I said, the new law gives more damages. So, like, when if you're a Chinese company, not necessarily by a Chinese company, but like when you win an IP infringement case in China now, you have you get more than what you would have initially gotten, I think up to five times more. And then there are also punitive damages. So the person infringing your IP has to pay, and then they also get punished. So I think some business owners in China also kind of see like a business opportunity.
Looking
for who to get money from. Yeah.
But that's a good thing. The laws look like a good thing if they're helping companies,
Yeah, generally, they're a good thing. And I think it's also something that we can or we might introduce in Nigeria. This is the reason. Because if you are looking at trying to get more people to be conscious about intellectual property protection. Although this is like the reason why it might not work in Nigeria is because naturally China has a lot of indigenous technology. I think they are one of the leading places in the world for AI and 5G technology. So when you consider all of that, it's easy for indigenous companies to like sue foreign companies and say that, okay, you stole my IP. But in Nigeria, of course, it can be a start to getting people to be interested in IPRs and stuff like that, but like I think it can work in Nigeria. I think it's a strategy that the governments can implement.
I think what are the new laws? I think you already covered everything.
Yeah, but then they're like some interesting points.
Okay, let me ask. So what are the new laws? For the
enhanced IP laws, I think with their trademark law, they ban, like, okay, with the enhanced trademark law, they ban unfairly applying for trademarks without actually planning to use them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. For their...
So if you register a trademark and you don't plan to use them, you can't. It's not even allowed.
Yeah. That's something that they changed.
Don't waste the name.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know. It works for them, Shah. Like, you can't. I don't want to criticize the legislature because, like, what do I know? for their anti-unfair competition law, the leakers of trade secrets lose legal disputes unless they prove that no infringement occurred. Then for their patent laws, which they revised in 2020, they reduce the burden of proof for defendants. So, like, whoever is suing, that's when we're saying Chinese companies have to prove that the foreign companies stole their IP,
yeah,
the burden of proof is also on them. They're like, they have to prove that, okay, they actually infringed our patent right. And then for the copyright law, the maximum damages were raised tenfold to 5 million yuan. That's $73,000.
People have to be really careful.
Yeah. So, what else are we discussing?
But then how does it? We already talked about how it affects foreign companies and Chinese companies. So, how does it affect foreign companies and Chinese companies? I think it's good for the Chinese companies if, you know, your right gets infringed or something. You can always... You have backing from the government to pull a stunt.
Yeah, but like it's not like a law that is like, oh, this is law for Chinese people and this is law for foreigners. The law applies to everybody. So I think the major thing that...
So a foreign company can sue a Chinese company.
Yeah, it's just that more Chinese companies are now interested in suing too for like their stuff. So the cases that are coming for courts are like more than before. You also have more patents being registered in China. You have, like that in 2020, they had about 68,722 filings for international patents.
Wow.
So yeah, like I said, it also gets them more interested in protecting their rights, number one. And then number two, makes the companies more interested, or it makes every company, or it puts the responsibility on every company to have a specific IP policy for dealing with infringement cases. Do you get that? Like, when we're talking about, or when you're looking to start a company in China now, one thing that you'll be looking at is definitely, how do I deal with an infringement case if it occurs? Do you get? So like, it's just a general, or the way I see it, it's just creating a culture of...
The healthy law.
Yeah.
Healthy legislation,
and it's like creating a culture of more IP consciousness or more IPR consciousness among business owners. And then before you know it, that spreads to like even just individuals. And then that's actually, I think it's healthy. It's a healthy development for the whole country. And now...
Oh, way to go, China.
Yeah, way to go for China. So moving on to NFTs and or why we are seeing more companies register trademarks listing NFTs as products and services. So you have a background.
So NFTs are non-fungible tokens. If you're wondering what NFT means, non-fungible tokens, and they are supposed to be unique creations by artists, by anyone. And so they are a form of crypto.
They are crypto related.
Like crypto art. Yeah, like crypto art. And a little bit connected to Ethereum. We all know that. A coin.
This is a very techy topic. I don't say technical, but it's a lot of technology.
Yeah. So yeah, but I think everybody, Ethereum trended during lockdown and everything. So.
Yeah, so NFTs. Why are companies actually, or like, is there an example of a company that we know? Because I think what we're saying is that, like, the data that we have is that 594 companies have registered for trademarks listing NFTs as products and services, as opposed to just 7 in 2020. So in 2021, we have 594 so far. So,
well, the truth is, there's a lot of money in that stuff. So that explains why many companies are going into it. So yeah, so e.l.f. is a beauty line, and they are planning on, or they've started the process of going into crypto cosmetics. And it kind of makes sense, but to me it doesn't, because think about it. Why would I purchase a digital bronzer or a digital lip gloss and everything? But then it's where it's the new craze. It's where everyone is going into. We have Gucci, we have clothing companies, we have artists, we have video creators, photographers selling their products, no, their arts, mostly art on NFT websites. So
okay, yeah, no problem. I think I get it. But like, one, okay, for these companies going into trademarks, or for this company that are filing for trademarks, listing NFTs as part of their products and services, are they now like saying that, okay, we are fully, the only thing that we do is transacting NFTs, or like we just buy and sell NFTs, or like NFTs is like a by the way product for them?
It's by the side, mostly by the side. A few people have said, oh, we want to fully deal with NFT products, and others have said, oh, we'll do the physical, normal one, traditional selling, and they will have NFTs. I think it's something that people are exploring because it's a very
lucrative.
Yes, so it's like, okay, we have our own. Let's get into NFTs because a lot of money. And the funny thing about NFTs is that the process is very straightforward in code. So you buy, and there is a receipt of transaction, there's a time, who bought it, how much did you pay, and then you can transfer ownership to another person. So it goes on and on like that. So the more you get, more sales, you get more money, you get more people and all that stuff.
Okay, let's go into the IP of NFTs a bit, just briefly. You're saying that when I buy an NFT, I own it. Yeah. But like, all these NFTs that they've been buying, I can save it and download the stuff on my phone. So like, what exactly are they owning?
They say you own the original.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. But yeah, you own the original video, you own the original photo. It makes no sense thinking about it, because you own something that could be watched on YouTube. You own something that could be downloaded. You own a random painting. I don't know how that kind of makes you a curator or an artistic genius or something, but... Yeah.
So it's just something that, like, we're saying that it has value because we say it has value.
Yes.
And because someone paid like a lot of money for it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see where we'll go with the NFTs. But let's go back to this NFTs filing now and the increase. Now I own an NFT. What protection do I have? Is there any sort of IP protection that I have on my NFT?
There are no specified laws guiding NFT transactions and NFTs, but then for pictures, audio files, videos, we have the copyright laws, and they still sort of flow into NFT transactions. So if I take a picture, I still own the rights as a photographer to, I took the picture, so I have the copyright something. But there are no straight cut out, oh, this is what happens when this happens, this is what happens when you buy. There are no specified laws per se. Without working towards it, I know that something very soon will come up, since they are getting so popular now. So
okay, so but like, you know, for this now, let's say we're trying to apply copyright laws in a way, since they are closer to copyrights, things that can be copyrighted. Now, you have an artist. For most NFTs, you have an original artist. You have that artist selling to somebody else. Yeah. And then you now also have me saving the NFT on my phone. So that chain now, it can just say, okay, like a picture. Like, okay, you took a picture. You sold the picture to Mr. B, and Mr. B posted on his Instagram, but then I can also screenshot the picture. Is it something like that?
Yes. I saw certain cases of people posting videos. I don't know. I fully don't understand the NFT thing, because they also stated in the article that I read that you could... it's nothing special. Yeah. Okay. Like, you have the... photographer's name probably on the picture or under the credit, but there's really nothing special.
But for this one now, like, when the artist sells the NFT to me, do I okay, let's say I'm the owner of an NFT and I bought an NFT for $6 million, do I now have to still say that okay, this NFT, that person is the one that did it?
You don't have to.
Okay, so I own this one, like, permanently.
Yes.
Okay, do we want to discuss or do you want to go into whoever is listening to this thing now, this is not what we planned, but I'm shocking Irawa. Do you want to go into there's this talk about NFT that, like, okay, you can actually sell an NFT you don't actually own. But then that's, I heard this thing one time, it just came to my mind about, I think, was it Disney or somebody, he basically the thing is that, like, you can own something and I can make it an NFT and then sell it and make money from it. Do you want to go into that and discuss the IP?
That'd be infringement. wouldn't you?
That's the thing. I think it's...
You taking from me to sell without my consent.
I'm not really taking... It's a very gray area. That's why I'll just... But that it happens, or it can happen with NFTs. And then, I don't know. It's, like you said, it's a developing area of business and law and IP and tech. So we'll see where it goes.
I think that's fraud.
Anyhow.
I don't know. And then it's an NFT and someone pays 50 million for it.
Yeah.
I'm not getting any money.
Because I was the one that sold it. I think you can kind of link it to like patents. You know, it's patents now. Whoever registers the patents first is the owner of the patent rights, regardless of if that person is the true inventor or not. So it can be that kind of thing. So as an artist or as anybody, you also have like a kind of a responsibility to be on the lookout and like, yeah, you can't take my stuff and sell it without my permission. So that kind of thing.
Put this episode on NFT's website and sell it for.
We should sell this episode on NFT.
Yes.
Does it work?
My work, all your well. Someone pay 60 million. I say, oh, this kid.
Amen. So, yeah. Thank you so much for staying with us to the end. And we'll see you soon.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Thank you for listening. Please let us know what you think on Twitter and Instagram at IPTLC_UI. Until the next episode, bye bye.